WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRef.com presents the Rights Football Show, featuring comments from head coach Corey Brunson and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Akerski.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week one of the high school football season and our first weekly radio show of the 2024 season. It features the Wrights Panthers and Corey Brunson, along today with senior Kyler Hamby. The Wrights Football Show brought to you this year by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies by Kim Schnell Nutmaker Insurance, Evansville State Emporium, and by BSN Sports and Andy Hape. We'll come back. We'll talk to Coach Brunson about the scrimmage last week against Mater Dei, and we'll also talk about the season opener with Harrison coming up on Friday night. This is after the Wrights Football Show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Kim Schnell, Nunemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance, and as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making your athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the Wrights Football Show for this Monday, getting ready for week one. Corey Brunson joining us. Corey, how are you?
Doing good. Good to be back. Talking football, week one is finally here. Good to be here.
Yeah, it really is. And I think this week the weather gods are going to be, looking down on you guys. It's not going to be too bad this week. Certainly a preparation, getting ready for the Friday night game with the Harrison Warriors. But before that, just talk about the start of the official day of practice, earlier this month, Corey, and then, of course, leading up to the scrimmage there with Mater Dei this past Friday. What did you see out of the scrimmage, and what were practices like leading up to the scrimmage?
I think we had, we've talked a bit about, we had a good off season. Then when we picked it up for real here in August, I thought the kids had been working hard, and I thought the scrimmage went well. I thought, the goal of the scrimmage is to go out there and compete, just to play somebody different, both sides, us and Mater Dei. We don't show a lot, and it's good, obviously competitive, scrimmage, but both sides played really hard and competed, and we just looked for guys just to do those things and to come out healthy. And we were fortunate, Mater Dei also, I think they came away healthy, so, that's always the positive.
Well, Cole, obviously it's a little bit of a different scrimmage. I think the coaches, kind of agree on what's going to be going on. I talked to some over the weekend, and, the quarterbacks were not getting hit in some scrimmages. Others, a team ran so many plays, and then the defense came on, and your offense would run 10 plays, and then somebody else would run 10 plays. What was the structure like? Was it more of a high school football game, or was it just kind of you and Coach Gable kind of put a plan together?
It was more of a play count. We would be on offense with 15, they'd be on 15, and then I think the second segment we each did 10 and 10, then 12 and 12, then 12 and 12. So, you know, it was kind of a set format. And then, like, you know, for the most part, on our end offense, so we kind of, you know, script the whole thing. So, I tell our guys, you know, we're not scripting plays, you know, for my day. We're trying to run our stuff and see what we need to work on or find some things that, hey, maybe we're better at this than we thought. You know, so not total situational stuff, but that's kind of the format. There's another format where you could do the ball special teams, but very rare do we go with that format.
All right, and then, you know, obviously it's, you know, you look at when, you know, the pros play and very few starters play in the exhibition games. I mean, your starters, I'm not sure how much they played during the course of the scrimmage, but what did you see from your team, both offensively and defensively? At least what kind of questions did you have going into the game, and were most of those questions answered following the scrimmage?
I mean, the main thing I was asking, you know, go out and compete and play hard and try to be really physical. To try to play physical, clean physical football. And, I felt guys did that. I was definitely really pleased. We're constantly working on our behavior, penalties, and things like that. And it was a pretty clean scrimmage. You know, obviously you think scrimmage week one, week two, there could be a lot of penalties just trying to get back in the flow. And I followed both sides. You know, with a clean, good, hard-fought scrimmage.
Corey Brunson joining us here, week one of the Wrights Football Show on ESPN. We'll feature the Panthers every Monday at 4:30 now through the end of the regular season and into the tournament. Well, the other thing, too, Corey, about the scrimmage, I'm sure that you try to get as many of the varsity players in as you can, guys that are maybe running number two and maybe even number three for that matter, because we all know that was in. And then may have to step up. So from some guys that, you know, may not be number one of the depth chart right now, what did you find out about your depth?
We definitely try to do that. And, you know, there's some guys, you know what they can do just, you know, based off last season, based off what they've done this summer, these first couple weeks of practice. Then there's always, you know, there's always a bunch of handful of guys where you just don't know, are they ready? You know, can they step up on Friday night? So we definitely try to get some of those guys in, probably even more than some of the stars a little bit, just to see where they're at, see if we can build that depth. Like I said, you don't know what will happen to the season on the injuries and stuff. So I think we definitely had some guys, some younger guys, step up, and some guys that didn't have a lot of experience the year before step up. So I think, you know, I was definitely really pleased with how the scrimmage went and what we learned from it.
All right, Kyler Hamby, a senior two-way player for the Wrights Panthers. He will join us when the Wrights show continues here on this Monday here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132. There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Hi, This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here on the Rights Football Show on this Monday afternoon, the Panthers open up Friday night at home against the Harrison Warriors. Senior wide receiver and defensive player Kyler Hamby joining us during this segment. Kyler, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes. Obviously an exciting time getting ready for the start of the football season coming up on Friday night. Before we talk about that, Kyler, just kind of this month of August, you know, the official start of practice earlier this month, all leading into the scrimmage this past week with Modern Day. How do you think the last couple of weeks have gone for this football team?
I think it's gone great. You know, it's been hot these past few weeks. You know, we've been out in the heat practicing, making sure we're ready for that. It's going to be hot week one. Already know that. We've been working hard. Practice has been going good.
All right, so leading up to the scrimmage this past week, you know, different coaches have different philosophies as far as the scrimmage. It's always good to, you know, see somebody else on the other side of the line. I know you guys have done some, you know, maybe some camps and 7-on-7s this summer.
Yeah.
But how do you think the scrimmage went on Friday?
Yeah, so we've been hitting each other all summer, so we were just ready to get out there and hit somebody with a different jersey. So that was just amazing getting to go out there. You know, the Modern Day scrimmage, we always love that every year. Always great. And we look forward to seeing them at the end of the season for sure.
I think it's likewise, Kyler. I mean, this rivalry is so great. And talking to guys that have played in this game over the years, I mean, you guys are all kind of best friends for like 364 days of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But so the other night, how friendly was the scrimmage?
I'd say we kept it pretty clean out there. You know what I mean? Just being out there with those guys, been around them since, you know, I was a little kid. So it's always nice being able to go out there and play against them.
Well, all right. So now, you know, the curtain comes up for a brand new season on Friday night. You take on the Harrison Warriors there in the bowl. How excited are you for the season opener?
Oh, yeah. I'm ecstatic, you know. I get to come out there as a senior and play Harrison one more time. I'm looking real forward to that. Very excited for that.
All right, so, I mean, last year you guys had your way with Harrison. It was a running clock in the second half. I know they've got more experience back this year. What are you anticipating from Harrison on Friday?
Yeah, so we're definitely not going to overlook these guys. We're not overlooking any team this year. I think we're ready. We got Jamontre back there. He's ready to go. Yeah, I think we're all ready. We're all set. Whole team's ready for week one.
And obviously, being a senior, you probably relish every minute. I'm sure there's probably some days it's hot, like you said, and, oh, boy, we got another practice or two a days. But, you know, this is your last go around. I'm sure that you're kind of relishing every single day.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking every day seriously. You know what I mean? I know the days are going to go fast, and I won't get this back. So I got to really count my days here.
Kyler, what do you think you guys have to do on Friday? I mean, you guys haven't lost a city or a conference game in the regular season for 2 years now. It's your senior year, your senior class, so kind of the pressure on you guys to kind of keep this thing rolling a little bit. But what do you feel you guys will have to do on Friday to get the season off to a positive start?
I think we're just going to need to do what we've been doing all summer. We've looked great. And last year we looked great. We just came up just short, but looking forward to a great season this year, honestly.
Well, obviously, you guys, like you said, going into week one here with Harrison, should be a great game on Friday at the bowl, kickoff set for 6:30. Kyler, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much, and all the best this week to you. All right. That's Kyler Hamby. We'll come back at the scouting report on the Warriors from head coach Corey Brenson when the Rights Football Show continues here this Monday on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Whites, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools. And also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104, a proud sponsor of local athletics. Back here on the Rights Football Show for this Monday afternoon, week one. And again this year, like they have for the last several years, the Rights Panthers will open up. They'll take on the Harrison Warriors Friday night. And Corey Brunson will be joining us. Well, Corey, obviously, you know, you look at this Rights Panther football team, and you guys have not lost a city game or a conference game in a couple of years. And now you kind of want to set that tone again this year. And on Friday night, you will open up. Taking on the Harrison Warriors here at home. Just kind of your thoughts on Mo Sutton and what you expect from the Warriors on Friday night.
Well, I mean, you know, it's week one. I think every week in this conference is a tough week, and I think Coach Sutton's doing a good job over there. I mean, just off their scrimmage last week versus Mount Vernon, I thought they played pretty well. They did a lot of things right. I think they may even have, appears to be depth for returners. They may have more guys back than the year before, you know. So they have a lot of returners. They were kind of young last year. So I think, you know, it'd be a good hard ball game. They do a lot of things well. So we definitely got to, like every week, we got to come out and play well and do all the little things right. Especially, you know, the week one. You know, week one, you definitely got to take care of the football and definitely eliminate the penalties. Cause sometimes, you know, the first couple weeks can be a little sloppy because you're just trying to get back in the flow of it.
So you look at this Harrison team. I know when I talked to Coach Sutton during the previous shows we ran back in late July, and I know he talked about the depth. He talked about some of these kids that have been in the program now, and this is kind of the, you know, the seniors are, you know, they were freshmen kind of when he took over. And, you know, they've not had an awful lot of success. This senior group over there wants to go out and have some success. And it starts, you know, with week one. So, you know, last year, 45-0 game. It was a running clock in the second half. What do you expect this year? I mean, as far as from Harrison, just the fact that they've got some more experience, do you anticipate a better football game on Friday night than what there was last year?
I mean, definitely. I think they have experience. They have some guys that were kind of maybe didn't play as much varsity till last year, they got better as the season went on. So I think it'll definitely be a much a better game. And we got to come out and do things right, or it's going to be a long, long game. But I think he's definitely doing a lot of good things over there, and they definitely look. I thought in their scrimmage they played very well.
You talked about this earlier, Corey, the fact that, you know, hey, it's week one. You expect probably, you know, just some of those minor mental mistakes that you're going to get, you know, the offside or the procedure, those kind of things. Other than cleaning that up, you know, you look at your team, and I know it's all about your preparation this week and getting ready for Harrison. What would be your focus as far as preparation this week? Other than attention to those minor details, what else will you be stressing to your football team getting ready for Friday night?
Still, this, you know, this first week, and probably, you know, the first couple weeks, focusing on things that we do well, or, you know, things that, hey, we're not very good, but we need to get better at. It's still, you know, early in the season. You know, we definitely be playing our best football at the end, so we need to, you know, make sure that right now we're doing the things that we think we can do well, continue doing it, but get better at some of our weaknesses. So, you know, still, they're definitely going to prep, obviously, for Harrison, but we're more so scouting ourselves and getting better.
All right, so one final question. What do you consider your weaknesses right now?
I still think, you know, we have a lot of new guys. It's just the experience. So hopefully Friday night and the lights, can they step up and perform? And then, like the last couple of years, I think last year was better, but just in crucial moments, can we eliminate the controllable problems? You know, the personal fouls, those things you control. Can we eliminate those things? And definitely based off last year, also taking care of the football. We got to fix those things to be very successful again this year.
Corey, really appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you each and every week, and all the best in this week of preparation and getting ready for Friday's opener against Harrison.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, this is Corey Brunson. This has been the Wrights Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Wrights Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Kim Schnell Neudemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Wrights Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.